Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. And I want to thank Louise, our tea expert, is in the house tonight. And our lovely co-host, Ms. Amy Frost, is with us as well. So I'm excited to be talking about some essence tonight. You're like, what is she talking about? So that's exciting.
And my name is Louise Caruth, owner of Little Candle Tea Company.
So we already started talking about how you got into that, being a coffee lover and a teetotaler.
Exactly. Unless I was sick. But then once I got introduced to loose leaf tea, and it opened up another whole entire world. In fact, it opened up the world to me.
It was a transformational moment for you, right?
It was a transformational moment. And I started researching, and then I started my company, and it's been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing what I've learned and so much more to learn. That's the one thing about tea is you never stop learning about new things and new places where they're growing tea. One of the things I did want to bring up is the difference between a tisane, which is any drink you make like tea, but there are no tea leaves in it, and tea. We tend to call everything tea. You know, if we measure it and we pour hot water over it and drink it, we call that tea. But I get a lot of questions about, do I carry dandelion? Do I carry hibiscus? Do I carry mugwort? And then people ask me about, well, what's good for this ailment? What's good for that ailment? Those are usually herbs. And usually tea people are not herbalists. That's another whole study of plants. So we're just going to be talking about tea today, not herbals. So one thing that I have found during building my business and talking to people is I am a retired teacher, so I can't get the teaching out of me as much as I've tried in the past. And I love to provide a tour of the tea world without people having to necessarily leave their house. And one thing that I do is I do tea talks where I go into places of business. I do a lot of work with assisted living residences. I go in there once a month and I bring teas and I tell them stories. The tea world, oh my gosh, it's so filled with stories about the origins of the different teas and the origin of tea itself and how tea got from one place to another. And then we have tea. I also do two tea tastings in people's homes where I go into someone's home and they invite some friends over and take them on a world tour of tasting four different kinds of teas and, you know, showing maps and where the tea comes from and how it's manufactured. But the one product that I have that I absolutely love, and Amy can attest to that, is our Tea of the Month Club. And that's really, really taking a tour around the world because you get a box of tea every month and you get 3 1-ounce packages, 3 different kinds of teas, and an information sheet and any fun facts that might go with the tea. And it truly is a trip around the world. So
there's always a little surprise in there.
And yes, and every box has a surprise. So it's a lot of fun.
What do you mean that's a surprise? So what would be an example? Amy's been a member for a whole year. So what are some of the things that you've gotten as a surprise, Amy?
A really cool teaspoon. I mean, not a teaspoon, but a teaspoon. cool napkins. I got a really cool wine stopper. It looks like a hibiscus flower. Very cool. all kinds of really surprises, and it just makes it exciting. And for me, what I love about receiving and giving the membership is like I forgave it to my mother-in-law for 6 months. And so I got Christmas taken care of, I got her birthday taken care of, and Mother's Day taken care of in one fell swoop. And Louise took care of it all for me, and she absolutely loved it. I know for myself, receiving it, then I can try things I might not have tried before, and I can even have friends come over, and we do our own little tea, you know, tasting. We sample them, and you can have a conversation about it. So it's a great way to be able to bring friends together and try new teas at the same time.
And I also
if you go to
experience that you give them away as last-minute gifts.
Oh, I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always because it saved my bake. And the thing that I love about it is when I'm mailing a package, I can throw it in, and it weighs so little that it doesn't add much to the postage. So and people love it. So it's a great kind of a surprise when I'm, you know, sending something, or it's easy to put in a card even, kind of a bigger card, but in a card, and people just love it.
Well, one thing I love is if you go to littlecandleteacompany.com, and that's Louise's website for the tea, there's all kinds of really wonderful access you can have to different stuff. And part of her bio and stuff that she has on there, she says, stop and smell the tea. I loved how you put that in there with just, you know, lighting your path and the simplicity of being able to have this meditative pause of making a cup of delicious brew. And, you know, I love how you were talking all about that stuff. So one thing I think is really fascinating about the teas when you do, and, you know, Louise just does an excellent job of really getting you excited. And we've actually done a couple tea parties together where we did kind of a meditative thing where we actually took different teas, didn't let the participants know what they were getting. We invited them to just use their senses, you know, look at it, smell it, you know, and then ask your body if it's something that you might want to, you know, one's going to be more of like, yeah, that's what I need right now. And then once everybody decided what they wanted, then Louise would go ahead and proceed to talk about what that was and just some of the different aspects of the tea itself. So that was just a really interesting process. But the thing that I think is interesting, too, is this: every tea has a brew time. And it's a very delicate process. And before I had met Louise and really gotten into learning about tea and stuff, I just thought, man, you just throw it in some water and, you know, it gets a certain color and then you're good to go. But oh my goodness, it's just like a fine wine. There's a fine tea when it comes to that. And oh boy, the taste can be really different. So I'd love for you to talk about that, Louise, about, you know, just the brew times and how it can really change the quality and the taste.
Right. A lot of people will tell me that, you sell tea? No, I don't like tea. And I always ask them why not, and they usually say, because it's so bitter. Well, it's bitter because you're not making it properly. The bitterness in tea comes from the caffeine that is in all tea leaves, except in the case of a decaf. And now, again, we're talking tea. We're not talking herbs. Herbs are all caffeine-free. Most herbs are caffeine-free. But all tea has caffeine because all tea comes from the same bush. What happens in the manufacturing of the different types of leaves is that there's a transformation. How clever of me. There's a transformation of chemicals in the tea leaves. And green tea and white tea, for example, are not oxidized, so they had the original amount of caffeine that was in the leaf when it was picked. Now, if you put boiling water over those leaves and you let it sit for too long, it's going to release all the caffeine in those leaves, and that's what makes it bitter. And you're also going to burn the leaves. So it's not that white tea is very mild. Green tea can be mild. Sometimes it's smoked. Sometimes it's pan-fired. So it'll make those green teas will be a little bit stronger. But no matter what, you want to use hot water and you want to steep it for a minute or two. For green tea,
Louise,
the absolute max. Yeah.
Louise has a wonderful, it's a hot water pot that actually has different temperatures that you can set it for. Mm-hmm. I'd never even seen anything like that until she brought one to one of the classes that we did together. And I was just really fascinated by that. And really helped me to understand how, you know, the temperature and the timing and all that kinds of stuff. So I'd love for you to talk about how the same tea can be totally different depending on where it's grown. I think a lot of people aren't aware of that as well.
Tea is actually just like talking about wine. And so you can have a green tea, for example, from high in the mountains in India, and it's going to taste very different from tea that's been grown in the lowlands of China, for example, or Ceylon. And so it's called terroir, just like they call it when you're talking about wine and why the different flavors. It has to do with the minerals in the soil, the altitude, and the climate. And so what they do is they find the right Camellia sinensis bush that can thrive in certain climates and produce the type of leaf that they're looking for the type of manufacturing that they're going to do. And they clone those bushes. So they can have a number them. So you can have plots on a plantation of, say, clonal 1, 2, 3, 4, and then another plot will have clonal 5, 6, 7, 8. And it takes about 6 to 7 years before you can actually, before the bushes will start producing leaves that you can pick for processing. Mm. So it's all about the terroir. It's all about, you know, the country, the mineral in the soil, all of that. Just like, you know, Burgundy grapes or Chardonnay grapes and from Chardonnay, and then Chardonnay grapes from Sonoma County. They're going to have a different
flavor. So I have a
flavor.
Question.
Yeah.
What a question. So like with wine, you would let it breathe. Do you let tea breathe?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, you let it cool. You let
push
it cool.
Push it in my cup instead of a glass.
Like you know, you do with you, wine. You measure it, and however you want to steep it, whether you have a cup with an infuser or you have an infuser type of mug like I do, or, you know, just putting leaves in a pot and then always, always putting the water over the leaves and then straining it out when you're ready to drink it, it doesn't matter. You don't want to drink it so hot that it kind of burns. It's not like coffee. You want to let that tea just cool a little bit so that it's hotter than warm, because I don't like anything kind of lukewarm. But so you want to be able to taste the flavor. And then when you're infusing it, I know a lot of people will say, oh, you know, I just don't have time to make good tea. I'm just going to make a tea bag, or I'm not going to drink tea at all because it just takes too long to make. But this is your mini vacation. This is your mini time to kind of take yourself away from the day. And when I make my tea and I decide which one I'm going to have, and then I measure it, and then I'm boiling the water, and sometimes I go outside to my patio if the weather's right. Just kind of use that time to not think about your next project, not think about how much Halloween candy you're going to need, not think about your job or your kids or your family or anything. Take that time. It's kind of a mindfulness time. If you want to meditate, that's awesome. If not, that's awesome. But focus on the tea. Look at the leaves. You know, enjoy the whole process. Think about the pickers. Think about where in the world your tea came from, because all of the labels have to have the country of origin, whether you have my tea or somebody else's tea, required to put that on. You know, take your little trip around the world. This is the perfect time. 10 minutes of that, of, you know, preparing and steeping and going to wherever you're going to go to drink it, that's your time.
So what are some of the holiday blends that they're going to be having? Yeah, what are some of the holiday blends
that
you're going to be having for now that we're getting into the fall good stuff?
I just got two new ones. One is a fruit infusion. Now, a fruit infusion is a tisane, which means there's no tea leaves in it, so it's caffeine-free, and it's called strawberry sparkling wine.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yes, now, is that going to be on your website? I didn't see that yet on your website.
It will be. I just got it yesterday. So I haven't put. I will have it on by the end of the week. In fact, I should have it on. Well, let's just say by the end of the week. By Friday, it should be up there. And strawberry sparkling wine has apple pieces, papaya cubes, flavoring, rose petals, freeze-dried strawberry pieces, and pink cornflower blossoms. Now, when blenders put blossoms in your tea, like cornflower blossoms, they do not have any flavor whatsoever. They are simply there to make everything look beautiful. Because in a tea bag, you never see what's in there. It's all ground up. And then the other one, and I must be the only person in the world who has never heard of horchata. Do you know horchata?
Yeah, I
know
horchata.
Horchata.
I love horchata.
Horchata
is awesome. When you're eating some Mexican, spicy Mexican food, horchata will get
the
heat out, man.
Everybody I said to, oh man, horchata, I've never heard of that. Yes. Well, I have vanilla horchata. It's not made with rice water. It's on a rooibos base, and it's rooibos, almond pieces, cinnamon rods, and vanilla.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then they also suggest, my blender suggests, putting in a splash of milk and sugar. Because horchata is made with milk and sugar. You know, you've either got the
Yeah, even
the
some
rice,
almond milk or something like that would be good.
Some almond milk. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be that would be awesome in it. And it's a Latin drink and used for, you know, celebrations and, you know, family gatherings and that kind of thing. And so, again, I must be the only person in the world who's never heard of it.
I doubt that that's true. What about your cranberry apple? That sounds like a Christmas one. Wait, happy cranberry apple.
Cranberry apple is a nice fall and winter fruit infusion again. And I will probably be having orange cookie, which is definitely a holiday tea. It's a black tea with every spice imaginable known to mankind. It's got pink peppercorns and regular peppercorns and oranges and cinnamon and clove. It's wonderful.
Now, if you have these different teas, my question from that would be, could I use some of this stuff to go ahead and make it like with some kind of a recipe, like if I was making, I don't know, cupcakes or scones or something like that, to go ahead and infuse that into the cake or something to have it be something that has flavor.
Yes. If you're making, especially, I do have to order more cranberry apple because the last person who ordered it took all that I had. But if you take cranberry apple or pomegranate blueberry and you make a very strong, like 3 or 4 teaspoons to maybe a cup of water, so it's, it's very strong, or half a cup of water. Use that to replace whatever liquid you're using in any of your pumpkin loaves, cupcake. Put some walnuts in there and some dried cranberries. It is delicious.
Yeah.
So
oh my gosh,
going
sounds
to
great. Let's do it right now.
We're
at the cafe. Let's get some over here.
whenever you're
going to
get a pot of tea and
some cookies going. I said, that sounds good with the cafe. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So whenever you're going to cook with it like that, you want to make a concentration. The other thing that you can do, for example, with peppermint and chamomile are the only two herbs that I have just by themselves. But you can take some peppermint and put it in your water if you're going to steam your vegetables.
Mm.
Oh, and your kitchen smells wonderful. And that peppermint, you know, comes out into the vegetables.
What kind of vegetables do you do that with?
I do it with squashes. Usually squashes are the only ones I really steam like that.
Mm-hmm.
Squash, do it with with Brussels sprouts, because I'll steam those. Just a little bit, and it just, oh my gosh, you just put it in the water, and it's wonderful. But you can definitely use it for cocktails. The cranberry apple will make a nice mulled wine in the wintertime. You can even put a stick of cinnamon in some of your black teas that may not be flavored, and you just want a little bit something different. You can put a little stick of cinnamin in them.
The possibilities
are
endless.
Or use it with cloves and just make your own.
So I have a question, Louise.
That's it.
So this, let's say this is a first-time person who has never really tried teas. What would you recommend that they go to your website and start with?
Probably something fruity. My confession is that I really don't drink any of my fruit teas on a regular basis. I really enjoy my orthodox teas, but to learn how to do the infusions, to get started on tea, if you want to drink black tea, raspberry black tea or pomegranate black tea would be two really good ones. They're both very tasty. Cream Earl Grey, not the Earl Grey. I have both, so you want to be careful. But if you're just starting out, cream Earl Grey, because there's just a little bit of bergamot in there, and it has vanilla in it, so it's very creamy. Maybe zesty lemon for a green tea would be a great start.
And that makes
a
really great
worried,
tea.
Yeah, and if you're worried about caffeine, then you want to drink the fruit infusions and some of my herbal mixtures that I have. Those are really good to get started. And you certainly want to try rooibos. Most people don't know what rooibos is. It's an herb from South Africa. It's what the South Africans drink as their tea. On the West Coast, they drink rooibos, which means red bush in Afrikaans. And on the East Coast, they drink honeybush.
What color is honeybush?
Honeybush is about the same color.
That's interesting.
I think the bushes are probably cousins to each other. It's just, again, having to do with where they're located. But rooibos has the same calming quality that chamomile has. It has a lot of good, healthful ingredients, antioxidants, vitamins A and D. They've done lots of testing with it. It has iron. It's wonderful for pregnant women because of its high iron content and the fact that it doesn't. They can drink it if they're used to drinking coffee or tea. They can have this drink and there's no caffeine, so it's caffeine free.
That's what I just love about
teas.
I love how teas are just have so many levels of wellness to them. I mean, here we're talking about, you know, making it this time out for your day and taking a mini vacation and being able to have it something that also helps you with your wellness and that. And I've heard it said that teas just work on a very micro level, on the cellular level, the way that it helps to balance the body. So I think it's really interesting when they look at that too. You know, some people think it's just like food, it's just something you drink. But like you're saying, you know, when you slow the body down and being able to have it receive that, it can have just so many more benefit to you know, your wellness levels.
And again, it's the process. You know, it's the de-stressing while you're making it, even though in the morning when I make tea, I'm usually at the computer, you know, I'm working on a project. And so I'm not so mindful of the tea that I'm drinking. That's when I usually drink my black tea or my green tea, my orthodox teas. But then as it gets to be afternoon, especially with the shorter days, I find I drink more tea in the afternoon and evening. And that's when I'm more mindful of what I'm drinking. So I might drink one of my white teas, because you're not going to drink that in a mug. You really want to drink that in a teacup, and because it's so mild but so flavorful.
Okay.
So
What I'd love for you to talk for a little bit about your charities. I love how you get, she spells it charities. I love that, charities.
There are a few charities that I support with my tea. The biggest one that I do is for Club Christ Ministries here in Las Vegas. They are an organization that goes into some of the really worst neighborhoods here, and they do tutoring. They have an after-school program, and they rent an apartment in different apartment houses, and they have computers, and they have tutoring, and they do some religious teaching, and it's just, it keeps the kids off the street. They're in a locked apartment. They make sure that, you know, the locks are double locked, and they have bars on the windows, and it's a totally safe environment for the children. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And so they have a fundraising tea every year, so I like to donate the tea that they use for
that's
that.
Wonderful.
And
so we're down to our last couple, like about 30 seconds. So how can people get a hold of you, Louise? And how can they go ahead, and if they want to be participating in the Tea of the Month Club, being able to get that going for themselves and getting ready for the holiday gift-giving time here?
That's right. Yes, and they have to have their orders in by December 1st to guarantee a Christmas delivery.
Okay.
I'm online. I have an online shop where they can go, www.littlecandletea.com. They can call me. I love to talk tea, obviously. 702-643-2828. And then there's a contact page on my website. If they have questions, they can just write down their questions and I get back to you.
So there's just this tea trivia that you just didn't know. I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. And we just thought, you know, throwing a bag of tea and water, and here we go, I got tea. And there's like so much more to it. Being a connoisseur of tea and tisanes, I love tisan. I think that's great. I'm more of a tisaner. I'm a tisaner from way back. So, you know, that's good. So thank you, Miss Louise, for joining us.
I'm looking forward to the strawberry sparkling wine.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out next time I'm in your neighborhood and be able to. And Miss Amy, always want to thank you.
An honor to be here.
All right. And we just want to thank everybody for joining us here. I want to thank our international audience. We've got people calling us all the time. So have any questions for Louise or any suggestions for other things we can do with the tea for the holidays, just go ahead and let us know, and we'll keep the conversation going. And that's at transformation-cafe.com. And we want to thank everybody again. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.